USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Republicans in Congress are pushing aside calls to investigate possible political interference at the Justice Department. The reaction comes after the agency asked for a lighter prison term for President Trump's longtime advisor, Roger Stone. Senator Elizabeth Warren added her take.
We are watching a descent into authoritarianism.
The Trump administration said there was absolutely no retaliation against Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman and his twin brother, who were removed from their White House jobs last week in fallout from President Trump's impeachment acquittal. Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown.
The President of the United States did learn a lesson. The lesson, he can do whatever he wants. Whatever he wants, he can abuse his office. He'll never, ever be held accountable by this Senate. That was the lesson.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Two more presidential candidates are calling it quits. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Businessman Andrew Yang and Colorado Senator Michael Bennett both announcing after the New Hampshire results came clear that they were dropping out of the race. Yang was asked on the morning after what his next move might be.
I'm more attracted to executive roles than legislative ones because I think you can get more done, you can get your hands dirtier and actually roll up your sleeves.
Now that Yang has dropped out of the race, there's speculation he might run for New York City mayor. A top advisor to presidential candidate and former mayor himself, Mike Bloomberg, says it would be a natural next step for the math whiz to take.
Stormy weather is causing trouble in much of the east. Forecasters are predicting snow, ice, and freezing rain in the north and heavy rain in the south below New York City. In the northern plain states, there's a blizzard warning with winds gusting over 50 miles per hour in some areas. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Facebook has found and deactivated three networks based overseas for violating rules against inauthentic behavior on behalf of a government or foreign actor. The company said the largest network originated in Russia and primarily targeted Ukraine and neighboring countries. Another was based in Iran and focused mainly on targeting the United States. And a third emerged from Myanmar and Vietnam. All three networks had engaged in foreign or governmental interference on Facebook and also Instagram. Nathaniel Gleischer, Facebook's head of security policy, said the three operations used phony accounts and user groups to spread misinformation. In the Russia group, Facebook said it removed 78 accounts, 11 pages, 29 groups, and 4 Instagram accounts that frequently posed as citizen journalists and commented on political news. 11 other Facebook and Instagram accounts were linked to Iran and had shared posts about various topics, including the 2020 U.S. elections, Christianity, and Middle East policies of the U.S. Paul English, the longtime drummer for Willie Nelson, has died at the age of 87. He passed away at a hospital near his home in Dallas, Texas, following a recent bout with pneumonia. English performed with Willie Nelson right up until his death, sharing percussion duties with his younger brother, Billy. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.